Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. I'm a landscape designer, garden author, and also a horticulturist. I love helping people with plants, and this is the best show to do that on, and you're welcome to have your garden questions answered by text or by phone, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But if you missed the first hour, you got to go back and listen to it, because we did have a public service announcement that was very important, and you'll want to go back and hear the first hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. Right, Lizzie?
Yes.
We are having a great time today. And so let's see. I think it's time for the dirty word of the day. And it has to do with the eclipse.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is photosynthesis. Photosynthesis, and I wanted to do this because of the eclipse that's happening on Monday. Photosynthesis is a system of biological processes by which photosynthetic organisms, such as most plants, algae, cyanobacteria, convert light energy, typically from sunlight, into the chemical energy necessary to fuel their activities, which is to grow. Photosynthesis organisms use intracellular organic compounds to store the chemical energy they produce in photosynthesis. Photosynthesis is usually used to refer to oxygenic photosynthesis, which is a form where the photosynthetic processes produce oxygen as a byproduct and synthesize carbohydrate molecules like sugars, starches, glycogen, and cellulose to store the chemical energy. They need that chemical energy to grow. Photosynthesis is largely responsible for producing and maintaining the oxygen content of the Earth's atmosphere, and it supplies most of the biological energy necessary for complex life on Earth. And so that introduction and dirty word of the day, I wanted to talk about the eclipse and how it can affect our landscapes. Well, a total eclipse can affect certain plants, causing their leaves or flowers to close during the darkness. A good example is the tropical prayer plant, Calatheas, and that variety of plants, they will fold up their leaves at night. Now, the total eclipse may affect our plants in other ways, but there are changes that we can't see with the naked eye. Experiments have shown that plants experience a decrease in photosynthesis and transpiration and often respond as if it were dusk. And this is according to NASA experiments. Terry Farrell, who is a co-host of The Seventh Magnitude, he mentioned a legend that if you plant flowers during the eclipse, you will have more colorful flowers. If you want to try this, though, you're going to have to prepare your holes and rows ahead of time and work fast. There'll only be about 4 minutes of the total eclipse. Animals could be interesting to watch for. You may notice that animals act differently. Fireflies were observed flashing during the total eclipse in 2017, and it could also scramble bird behavior. Researchers from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology and partners will be hurrying to measure the impact of daytime darkness on the movements of birds, bats, and insects. Flying creatures are very attuned to changes in light level. If you're near a pond, you're going to hear the sound of tree frogs, peepers, and toads. So it's going to be interesting. We're only going to get about 50% coverage. I have on our Facebook page the times that it's going to be going across and affecting all the parts of Florida. You can go on there and see the exact time. It should start around 1 o'clock and stop about 4 o'clock. And so it's going to be interesting. It'll look like it's just cloudy here in Central Florida. But it'll be neat to experience it, and I'm looking forward to it. Just don't buy any plants. Listen to the first hour.
Also, we reported on our morning show was the fact that they have been selling fake glasses to people. So make sure that the glasses that you got are certified, because you'll potentially lose your eyesight.
And there's a certain number, and it's on the inside of the glasses, and it's like an 8-digit number that will tell you that it's FDA rated or government rated for safety. So I don't have the numbers in front of me, but you can go on and say, what is the best pair? What is the certified pair of sunglasses that you can go and look at it? So don't look up, you know, even if it's partial here, you don't want to look at the sun.
Basically, if you put them up to your eyes and you can still see through it, they're not, that's not it. Because the ones that we got during the week, you cannot see any, like even looking at a bright light, you can barely see the bright light. So okay. Just check them.
No, that's a good public service announcement. And so I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great experience. We have the dynamic Gary Bachman coming up. We're looking forward to that. And if we can't have him here in person, it's great to have him by phone. And so if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. And joining us right now is a good friend, a Mississippi State University Extension Emeritus. He has retired, sort of. He hasn't retired all the way. I don't think he'll ever retire. Gary Bachman. Good morning, Gary. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Teresa. And you are absolutely right. I am never going to retire. I'm just going to do things that I want to do now.
That's it. Well, that's good news for everybody out in horticultural world. And so I do appreciate you joining us. And you've started something new, and I wanted to bring you on today because usually you come into the studios twice a year, and we have such a great time. But you've started a new venture, a new hobby, a new way of life. And so tell us about the Pepper Marketplace.
Well, the Pepper Marketplace, I can't take credit for that, but that's a Facebook group that is really dedicated to helping home gardeners find and get quality seed. A lot of times over the past 3 or 4 years especially, the quality of pepper seeds that folks have bought, it's just not been there. You know, there's scams. Can you believe it? That people are scamming people on the internet and selling seeds, you know, mislabeled and the like. Well, the Pepper Marketplace is a place where folks can be assured that they're getting what's advertised and it's quality seed.
That's wonderful. And so are peppers becoming more popular than tomatoes right now?
You know, that's a great question. I get right now almost as many questions about growing peppers that I do with growing tomatoes. And, you know, I'm a tomato growing fanatic.
Yes.
Even though I don't like to eat fresh tomatoes, I grow them for Katie because she loves tomatoes. Now, me, I love peppers. And so I've always through the years tried to grow, you know, different, not run-of-the-mill peppers that you get in the garden centers. And in fact, in 2022, I grew 63 different varieties of peppers.
That's incredible.
In my garden. And there was only 3 bell pepper types.
Wow.
The rest were all old genetics, old heirlooms. And I'm really interested in keeping some of that genetic diversity, you know, alive and well and available for home gardeners.
Wow. So now where did you get the idea to start growing peppers?
Well, we were market growers for 5 years in at the Ocean Springs Fresh Market, and I was taking data in my mind about what people were asking, what they wanted, and so when I retired, I thought, this is a great opportunity to try to provide, unusual, rarer type seed for folks to try.
Okay, and so are they your typical garden variety peppers? Like you mentioned bell pepper. What are some of the other varieties that you have seeds for?
Well, right now, two of the peppers that folks may be, if you watch the Food Network, are the Aleppo pepper, which was selected in Aleppo, Syria, and Calabrian, which is an Italian pepper from down in the boot area of Italy. And those are peppers that the TV chefs like to use. And it took me 3 years to find a reputable seed source for these. And so those are two that I'm growing. Other ones I'm growing a dwarf Tabasco pepper.
Wow.
Tabasco pepper plants generally can get like 5 feet tall. Well, I sourced a plant from Avery Island, Louisiana, home of Tabasco pepper sauce.
Wow.
And so the dwarf Tabasco plant is only about 2 foot high, and it is a super overachiever as far as the amount of fruit that the plants produce.
All right. And so that to me is interesting that it's supposed to grow 5 feet tall, but now that you've got a variety that's only going to get to be 2 feet tall. Do they need to be trellised? Or tomato cages on them?
Yeah, the taller plants do. I will stake some of the taller pepper plants just to keep them from falling over.
Mm-hmm.
The dwarf plant really doesn't need any kind of support. It produces a very compact plant that will actually hold itself up. Mm-hmm. So that's one reason I really like it.
Wonderful. And so now you are selling these pepper seeds.
Yeah, I started this idea that, okay, I need to market these somehow, some way.
Uh-huh.
And so I started Heritage Cottage Seeds and kind of did a soft opening. Not a lot of advertising, just a few Facebook posts. I did a blog post with it. And just to see what kind of response I would have.
And what kind of response did you have?
Very positive. I've sold out of the one tomato. I also have tomatoes too, but my Heritage Cottage orange tomato, which is one that I like to think that I developed, I've sold that out. And I think I gave you seeds when I was there.
We do have them. Yes, we do. And yeah, we have them growing. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you are going to love that, but anyways, and so I decided that I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to ramp up and do more have more seeds available for next year. Right now I've got 35 varieties growing out in that will be out in the garden here in the next month that will have available. I have zinnias that I've collected from my yard, my zinnia mix, Mrs. Burns lemon basil that we've got. One pepper that I do like, I call it McDonald's Thai pepper.
Okay.
And I got the seed from Dr. Gary McDonald at University of Arkansas.
Wow.
And it is prolific. And I'm saving the seeds for that and selling that. With all the proceeds of that seed is going to go back to Dr. McDonald's teaching program. He does a wonderful job with the undergraduate students there at University of Arkansas. And so when I talked to him about it, I said, you may get a check for $25. I don't know how, how these are going to sell, but that's my intention to do that, to kind of help out some, some of our future horticulturists, even though They're not coming from Mississippi State University.
Well, that,
you know, Dr. McGee has a quality program.
That is a great, generous offer. So tell us about your gardening videos, Daily Dose of Hort.
Oh, the Daily Dose of Hort, Teresa. That was something that Katie and I started when I was forced to work from home during COVID. And I was getting questions just from gardeners because they're all working from home and they're not actually working. They saw that shiny thing, the garden, all of a sudden, and they became interested in that. And so we would just do a daily video of just me out in the garden doing something and just showing home gardeners that I'm just a home gardener just like everybody else. I showed the good, the bad, some of the really ugly stuff that happened in the garden, but tips and tricks. And we've continued that. We don't do it daily every day now, but we do two or three, maybe one a week of new things that are going on just to keep that, you know, that interest in the garden going.
Sure.
And it's fun to do.
And people can subscribe to it, right?
Yeah, they can subscribe to it. We do it all on Facebook, but now everything is being driven to YouTube. And so you go to Heritage Cottage on YouTube and find the link, and you can subscribe to what we're trying to do.
Excellent. I'll post it on our Facebook page this afternoon so people can access it. So tell us how the eclipse is going to happen in your area.
Well, the eclipse, we're looking at about up to an 85%.
Wow.
So we should be able to see some darkening. I pulled out our glasses from 2017. We went to visit in Tennessee and got about 2 minutes of totality, which was pretty darn cool. And so, yeah, we're all set. We got the quality glasses, so we're not going to go blind. And we're just going to enjoy this.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I know your seeds are going to be very popular and very successful. One last question: are the Red Hot Chili Peppers band your favorite music band?
You want to know something? I've heard about them. I'm not quite sure what kind of music they play, but yeah. I mean, maybe I need to.
You need to check them out. Yeah, you need to check that out. All right, hon. Thank you so much for coming on. I wish you much success with your peppers, and I thank you for the ones that you've provided me. They're growing well. I love the orange tomatoes, and we're going to be posting pictures of those soon. Tony is so excited about them. He is doing wonderful, keeping them going. And so I do.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, it's wonderful. And so thank you so much. Can't wait to see you in October, but just call in anytime you want.
Okay, great. I'll do that. Take care. Have a good weekend. Say hi to Tony.
Okay, and say hi to Katie for us. Thank you so much.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, that's Gary Bachman. He is the Extension Emeritus from the Mississippi State University. His videos are wonderful. He looks great on them. And provides a lot of information, so I enjoy watching them.
You forgot his other title. That's a horticulturist superhero.
Yes, he is.
Him and Katie.
Him and Katie both, mm-hmm. And she is just as talented.
Yes.
She is wonderful, so I do appreciate him coming on. And it's so nice that he's donating his proceeds from the seeds to another extension, you know, land-grant university.
So again, a superhero.
He is a superhero. So now's the time to get your gardening questions answered. I'm looking forward to talking with you. And Carol, I'm going to be talking to you about your Encore azaleas, so thank you so much. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Give Lizzie a call and let her know what you're drinking for your breakfast beverage this morning. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and we have another treat for you.
Not yet.
1-888-455-2967.
You would think 6 shots of espresso, I would be just on it today. But I'm going to tell you what, we have literally had, you know, shenanigans and gremlins in this studio all week. So let me see if I can find it. There I apologize.
That's okay. 23680 if you've got a text. And Carol has sent in a great text message. She has Encore azaleas. When should she fertilize and trim them? Well, Encore azaleas are multiple bloomers, and you can fertilize them now. They should be blooming now or shortly, and you always can trim azaleas after they bloom, all right? And you don't want to take off too much because they're multiple-year bloomers, so you don't want to hack them back too much. Just take off what you need to. They're not really big azaleas, so good question. I love Encore azaleas. They can take the sun, and they bloom multiple times a year. They're called Autumn. The Autumn series is perfect for Florida. So 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. And then what else can you be planting or doing this month in your garden? Let me see. There's a couple of things. You want to, you know, if your camellias need to be trimmed back, your azaleas, if you've got the full Formosas, you can trim those back now. After they finish blooming, go ahead and you've got till June to do that. All right, so take your time. And you don't need to use pruners, you know, or the hedge trimmers. Go ahead and just clip them back with secateurs or pruners that you fit in your hand. And just take off what is necessary. Don't just trim the whole branch. And especially with loropetalums, too. Loropetalums should have bloomed beautifully for you this year. If you are trimming them back every month, then they're not going to have the flowers. And you don't need to do it. And if you have to trim them back every month, they're the wrong plant in the wrong place. Okay, wrong plant in the wrong place. Even though they grow in Florida, your location may not be right for the size of the loropetalum. Let's go to John in Mulberry. Good morning, John. How can I help you?
I have two questions. One, my cherry tomatoes are doing great. Nice green leaves, red tomatoes, size of a marble. But I have some on the north side that are getting like a gray tint to the leaves, and some little bugaboo is building a little cocoon around some of the leaves. I don't know what it is.
It sounds like spider mites. Okay.
Oh, okay. Spider mites.
Yeah, spider mites. And it could be because it's on the north side of your house. It may be in too much shade and doesn't have good air circulation. So you can go ahead and use a spinosad or neem oil, a horticultural spray on them. Just follow the label and it'll take care of them. But you might want to just move them out of that area. Are they in a raised bed or in pots?
Oh, no. My yard is full of them. They're everywhere.
Wow, that's pretty cool. All right. Well, then they just may not do well in that area, but go ahead and see if you can get some more air circulation in there for them, because if not, you're going to keep having them. So I had a text last week. Why don't you mention pesticides and what they can do? It's because everything that we have pest problems for is a symptom. There's something wrong there that they are succumbing to a pest problem, whether it's a disease or an insect. And we need to check out what's causing it. Why are they getting those insects and disease? So, John, you know, you might just want to clear that area and put something there that can handle the northern sunlight, shade area, good air circulation, not too close to the house, and your tomatoes won't get that spider mite. Okay.
Yeah, my pine, Italian pine tree has a wound on it. Something chewed it. I put some black paint on it, but it doesn't seem to.
Yeah, no, good. I don't want you to paint anything. We don't do that practice anymore, and so it's not recommended. When we get a wound, and you said it was a pine tree?
Yeah, Italian pine.
Okay.
About 4 inches in diameter.
Oh, okay. So is it, I think you may mean an Italian cypress?
Yes.
Okay, Italian cypress. Okay, so whenever a tree or shrubs get a wound, we don't paint them anymore. We used to paint palm trees and we used to paint wounds. We don't want to put the bacteria or anything that's damaging the tree or shrub We don't want to seal it completely. It needs air to breathe, and the trees and the shrubs should recover if it's not too bad of a wound. Okay, so we don't cover them anymore. We don't put paint on anything anymore. And it's kind of like having a Band-Aid. You know how the Band-Aid protects the wound, but it allows air to get through. It's not completely sealed tight. And so it's the same thing. We don't want to seal trees or shrubs at all anymore. It's not recommended. Okay?
Is there any way to get this paint off now?
No. John, can't help you there, John. You should have called me before you did it. John, but it should be fine. Yeah. How big of a wound is it? What size? Two inches?
It's on a 4-inch trunk, and it's about 8 inches long. I don't know when a dog chewed it.
Yeah. Just keep an eye on it, okay? Make sure you're taking care of it properly. Make sure the soil conditions are good. And let me know what happens, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, John. That was a great phone call. Before you do anything in the yard, you know, maybe you should call me and, you know, find out.
Email you. What's your email?
My email is teresa.watkins@live.com, or they can go to my website, www.she-consulting.com, she-consulting.com, and pictures are great. You got to do right pictures. So if you've got a tree that's declining, send me photographs of the whole tree from the ground up so that I can see how it's planted, what kind of soil conditions you have, and then also too, if you've got a wound or something, you can send a separate picture of that. You just can't send me a leaf or a blade and I can recognize it. So.
Oh, those are the best. They just do a close-up picture of just one little piece of the plant. I love that. You can't figure that out, Teresa?
I try. 1-888-455-2967. Oh, here we go. Perfect. Thank
Every
you, Lizzie.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
That's Total Eclipse. You got a lot of heart, Lizzie. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Get a better looking lawn with Black Cow. Apply to your lawn as top dressing and get 10 times more nutrients than topsoil. Black Cow will feed your lawn, your flower beds, and vegetable gardens for up to 3 months. Oh yeah, everything grows better with sun, water, and Black Cow.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Want to hear something about life jackets? Try inflatable life jackets. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida. For more information, go to myfwc.com. A message from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
In search of the perfect cut for your lawn? Join the pursuit by choosing from a full line of Steel mowers. From gas and battery options to zero turns and push mowers, Steel offers a wide range of mowing solutions for homeowners and professionals. Right now, get 0% financing on your purchase with a Steel zero turn mower. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com/mowers. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Did you and your family lose Florida Medicaid and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions Mosquito Bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito Bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Still have time for your phone calls, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. And our Facebook page is Better Lawns and Gardens, and you can just go, and if you will like it, that will make us so happy, and give us 5 stars, that would be great. And then tell your friends and family to listen to Better Lawns and Gardens. So I want to say hi to Ruth out there. She's got a daughter who's into gardening. Met her in DeLand, and I just want to let her know I'm thinking about her. Let's go to Butch in Palm Bay. Good morning, Butch. How can I help you?
Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
That guy that called about the branch that he cut off and painted it?
Yes.
Put paint on it? All he needs to do is take a chainsaw and take a thin slice off of, off of that and then take the paint off.
Yeah, that would create like another wound, though. I wouldn't do that. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I would have thought the same thing, but, you know, hey.
I don't want to make the wound any bigger, so we just kind of leave it go. And because it's only 4 inches to begin with, and so the caliper's only four inches.
Sorry, I could just do it with a handsaw, but...
Yeah. No, I understand. Anyway. So you've got some bushes that you want to make a hedge out of?
Yeah.
That's okay. No, that's all right.
Giflera variegata trinette.
Oh, yes. Okay. So they're trinettes. Okay. So they're Schefflerus.
Yeah.
Schefflerus. Variegated Schefflerus, the trinette. Okay. And you want to make.
They're really nice. I bought some new ones.
Uh-huh.
And I already planted them. They're
okay.
Real nice. But I had some other ones that were next to my the trap that comes out of my house, the sewer trap,
uh-huh.
You know, and the roots all got into the trap and into my pipe, into the pipe and everything. They clogged up my septic.
They're a big tree, so. Yeah, Schefflerus are they get very big, and they have a very large root system, so they're not really recommended for that area. So did you get it fixed?
Yeah, I took them out. I mean, they're not a tree. It's a bush.
Well, no, but the species is a tree. So these are just smaller ones, but the species can become a tree.
Oh, I didn't know. Anyway, but... So I dug them up and I took them out and I planted them in the back of my house, the branches and leaves fell off the bottom of the plant, so it's a long stalk about a foot and a half to 2 feet without anything on it, and then I got branches and leaves on the top of it.
Okay.
I'm wondering if I chopped it right off, chopped all the leaves off, would it encourage it to grow?
Butch, I'm going to take your tools away from you.
Right?
No, you can trim them back, but I want you to wait. How long has it been since you transplanted them?
at least a couple of years.
Oh, okay. Then go ahead and trim them back by a third. So if they're, how tall are they?
About three feet.
Okay, so I would go ahead and take them down by a foot, 12 inches, take 12 inches off, okay? And then go ahead and cut that diagonally. Don't cut them straight across. And then in August and September, go ahead and take them down a little bit more until you get to the heights where they're going to be nice and thick and dense, okay?
Okay, but if I go down a foot... Yeah, I can go down a foot. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. If they're 3 foot tall, you can, and you don't have to take a foot off. You can take 10 inches off or 5 inches off. I'm just saying I would do it in increments till it's the size you want it, and then and they get nice and thick and dense. So I wouldn't do it all at one time. So do it and take a little bit off now, and then in August or first part of September, take off another little bit, and then it will slowly become really dense. And then go ahead and make sure you're fertilizing it.
Oh, I never fertilize.
Okay. So you need to fertilize, and that'll make that will help them, you know, grow more new leaves and stuff. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I do have some fertilizer, come to think of it. Okay, yeah. Very good.
All right, Butch. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And that's Butch. Let's go to Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy. How can we help you?
Good morning. Hey, I got a question. My son has a fig tree,
uh-huh,
and he's got it in a big pot. He don't know if it grew through the pot, the roots into the ground, or what, but he was wondering if he could, like, it's like bushy. Do you thin them out or top them or anything? It's probably about 5 foot tall.
Yeah, he can. If he can't pull it out of the ground, if the pot will not move out of the ground, then it's already made its way into the ground. Yeah, so go ahead, and he can top it. But I would actually go through and cut the bottom of the tree, the roots into the ground off, and then go ahead, and I would actually take it out of the pot if you can, because if not, that fig tree is going to grow all the way around that pot, and you're never going to get it out. So fig trees.
Could he keep it in the pot?
He can, but he would have to take it out of the pot and cut the roots off, about a third of the roots off, and put more new soil in and keep growing it in that pot. Now, if it's a clay or ceramic pot, then he wants to lift it out carefully and, you know, cut the roots off carefully underneath through the drain hole. That's where I'm thinking the roots are going to make its way into the ground. But if it's a plastic pot, they could actually grow right and break the pot open and plant roots. Fig trees, ficus trees are huge. And so they can get to be tall and, take a lot of space up, root space up.
But he can trim them and thin them out.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
Hey, are you guys in Winter Garden or somewhere for a garden show?
No, well, the Spring Fever Garden Festival is going on this weekend, and Tom McCubbin is there today. I am not going to be. I'm speaking at another location. I'm speaking at the Daughters of American Revolution. Thank you so much, Roy. Let me know what happens.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right.
Have a good one.
Let's go to Scott in Palm Bay. Good morning, Scott. How can I help you?
Good morning. I have a couple quick questions.
Sure.
Porter weed you mentioned earlier today. Do you consider that invasive? And also a Mexican petunia, is that also invasive? Are those good, plants to grow in the yard?
Okay, but porterweed is a native. The regular purple porterweed is a native and not considered invasive. Mexican petunias, the Reuelias, Britannias, are considered invasive. They're not allowed to be sold anymore, and you should not plant them.
Good. I have a swamp milkweed, miss. I'm told to chop it down around Thanksgiving so the monarchs will go to Mexico, their wintering home.
They can. Sometimes they don't migrate. Sometimes the butterflies don't, the monarchs. Usually
cut. Yeah, that's why I keep growing it, because I always have a couple fluttering around all winter long, and I figure if I cut it down now, the milkweed, then what will they have to, eat?
Well, they'll find stuff to eat. I'm not as big of an enthusiast on it as everyone else is, but yeah, you can cut it down, but there's also, other plants that they can have too as well. Plant the native milkweeds, and they'll still have something, okay?
Thank you, miss.
You're welcome, Scott. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. Lizzie, I want to thank you for all of the fun music you did today. It's really wonderful. We don't have an eclipse as often, so
it's true.
We want to celebrate, so I do appreciate doing that. And a big thank you to Dana Venrick, Quality Green Specialist, for coming on this morning. He always has great advice, but he has quality plants. The plants have good root systems. They're nice and healthy. You can get the size that you need, and they're always so helpful over there at Quality Green Specialist. So
definitely,
we want to thank him for coming. And then Gary Bachman, can't keep him down. He is going to be growing peppers and tomatoes, and check out his seeds. And I will be posting links to it today. And also, I posted his daily dose of Hort on Better Lawns and Gardens today. So subscribe to our page. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And we want to just wish everybody a great weekend. We've got beautiful gardening weather. Go ahead and celebrate National Gardening Month by starting a garden.
That's right, definitely. And we love our listeners. You guys are the best. You can always set your little alarms on your phone for 7:30 on Saturday mornings and 8:30. That's when we like to take your calls. And also, remember, you can still text during the week because I'm here all morning. I'm here 6 days a week in the mornings. So I catch all the texts and I send them to Teresa.
Yep. And I respond. Give me some time. I'm kind of busy. It's spring. And so, but I do respond. And I just look forward to all the photographs and stuff.
Yes.
So.
And it's 23680 is the text line. And Teresa, what's your email in case they want to send you a picture of what they're asking about?
Teresa.Watkins@live.com. And I look forward to doing that. And so, again, thank you to Gary. I will be posting all of his links to his videos and to his seed company, and we will check that out later. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, maker of organic mosquito bits and dunks and organic year-round oil spray, I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Go to our website, betterlawns.com, and you can check out all the podcasts there. And you can also get Teresa's What to Grow for this month. That's betterlawns.com.